周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
2023年呢，对一般人来讲都是一个年头咁样啦。但是对于家国华人历史来讲呢，今年呢其实是一个重要的百年志。为什么咁讲呢？因为1923年呢是排华法案的推行。今年2023年呢正正呢就是排华法案100周年的纪念。今年 Selina 呢就好荣幸请嚟 UBC 大学历史系教授余全毅教授呢同大家讲解一下1923年对于华人历史嚟讲嘅重要性㗎喎。早晨啊余教授。
Good morning, Justin.
嗯哼。咁其实呢想问一问余教授啦，咁喺1885年至到1911年期间呢，加拿大已经有出现咗人头税啦，点解仲喺1923年要推行呢个排华法呢咁样。
So the head tax was to get money. So even with the head tax, you had 97,000, you know, Chinese coming to Canada paying the head tax. So I think one of the reasons why 1923, you know, this law was to stop Chinese. So even with the head tax between 1885 and 1923, you know,again, almost 100,000 people came. And so it was like to gain revenue, to make money. But the people who wanted to push for 1923, the Chinese exclusion, was to stop Chinese. No more.
咁余教授话呢，人头税其实呢就係搵钱嘅啫，政府搵钱。咁即使係有呢个人头税出现呢，仲有好多中国人嚟㗎喎。喺其实嗰个人头税推行期间呢，都有成100,000个即係华裔或者係华人呢嚟到加拿大嘅。咁而1923年佢哋推行呢个排华法呢，其实就想制止停止中国人唔好再嚟啦，咁样。咁有呢一个重要性喺度。咁1923年排华法其实都有一啲嘅历史嘅背景㗎，係咪？
Yeah, so the other thing about 1923 and why is because, by 1923, there were, you know, Canadian born Chinese. So there were already people who were, sons and daughters growing up and going to school. And it was also a fear that they were actually,because they could speak both, you know, Chinese and English, that they started to fight back. You know, they started to join the military. So you had people, Chinese Canadians joined, in World War I to fight for Canada. And they were asking for rights. They were asking for votes. And, there were students. There was a very famous Chinese student strike where, you know, students, who were Chinese Canadian and they were going to be forced to be in a separate school.They went on strike and forced the Victoria School Board to basically, you know, back down. And so this fear that actually Chinese were getting too strong, and that's another reason why, there's a, you know, that to be cutting off Chinese, not even wanting them to be able to come in, became very important.
嗯哼，咁其实呢喺1923年呢，余教授话呢，已经有好多即係呢个本地出生嘅加拿大嘅华人啦。咁佢哋即係有仔女啦，有仔有女啦，亦都开始上学啦。咁亦都系好驚呢啲青年人呢长大咗之后，佢哋又识讲中文，又识讲英文，好流利，佢哋会系即系问政府攞好多福利啊，问政府攞好多权利嘅嘢啊，咁样样。咁即使嗰阵时咧系华人呢都参与咗第一次嘅世界大战啦，咁其实咧亦都有一个咧就系呢个华人嘅学生啊示威，咁亦都系即系要请愿啊，问政府攞一啲权利啊等等嘅嘢。咁所以咧佢哋其实咧系好惊有呢一股嘅中国人嘅势力咧喺呢度膨胀紧嘅。咁所以1923年呢一个排华法咧，基本上系制止咗呢一种势力系出现咁样样。
Yeah, and I think it's so terrible the effect. So the law passed in 1923. Between 1923 and 1947, you know, that 25 years, less than 100, you know, Chinese were allowed in. So you can see going from 100,000.You know, the previous 40 years to less than 100 for the next 25 years. And that is devastating impact. And I think that's where the exhibit and Catherine Clement and our UBC students, they really captured how terrible an effect that had. You know, the Canadian government forced everyone, even if you were born in Canada, to register. So you would get a card that said, you know, you are Chinese, you are not Canadian, you are not one of us. So it was a very cruel act. It was very deliberate, and it really did stop Chinese from being able to come into the country for the next 25 years.
排華法咧就喺1923年至到1947年係實行嘅。咁喺呢個25年呢個期間咧，大家可以想象之前咧有成100,000嘅華人咧嚟到啊嚇，但係咧有呢個排華法之後咧，呢嗰25年咧，只有成少過100嘅華人咧係可以入到嚟加拿大嘅。所以呢一個咧係一個好殘酷啊，可以話一個嘅法案啦，令到咧即係好少嘅中國人可以嚟到加拿大，亦都咧就係一個特別嘅政府嘅一個強制嘅一個單獨係針對華人嘅一個法例。咁呢一個咧，亦都係即係一個係好重要嘅，我哋可以了解當其時一個歷史嘅。
So I think one of the things why it's so important now for us to remember is, you know, it was a cruel time, but you know, that 100th anniversary, we saw over the last 3 years, we still have so much anti-Chinese, anti-Asian, you know, racism and violence. And it's not just because of COVID. You know, there is a fear of China as strong, or, you know, the fact that there's too many Chinese here. And so there are a lot of things right now that we really should worry about, because, you know, some of the same arguments for why they needed to pass that law, you know, before 1923, you hear the same things now being said about, you know, are there too many Chinese in certain places, in certain classrooms, in certain, you know, positions? Is there? So it's, you know, I hope we don't ever go back to that. You know, we have now a Chinese Canadian mayor in Vancouver, with Ken Sim, and yet still, there's still so much, you know, anti-Chinese racism still here.
咁今年咧系呢个一百周年嘅纪念啦。咁其实睇翻过去三年喺我哋新冠疫情嘅期间咧，都可以睇到喺社区里边咧都有好多系反华嘅一啲嘅情况出现啦。咁所以咧，我哋回顾翻一百周年啦，呢个排华法。睇翻而家呢個歷史，其實都有一股嘅風氣啊，即係好懼怕中國嘅崛起啦，或者好強大啦，亦都咧有一啲嘅諗法咧，就係差唔多同以前嘅講法一樣，係排華，即係有種咁嘅大家有種差唔多相似嘅一種感情喺度。咁啊驚太多中國人啊，或者太多中國學生啊，太多好重要嘅位啊等等。咁但係咧，其實咧希望呢個歷史就唔需要再重演啦。咁而我哋喺温哥华市嚟到，亦都睇到第一个嘅新嘅华裔嘅市长出现啦。咁呢个都系一个好现象。咁所以咧，今次咧喺一百周年嚟讲咧，俾我哋咧亦都可以睇到一啲嘅历史嘅背景啊等等嘅。
And I'm looking forward so much to the exhibit, because you'll also see and hear stories.You know, real people's stories and what it was like to be split from your family and what it was like to not be able to see, you know, ever your children. So, you know, my mother, she was really affected by that. My grandfather was here. He came in just before 1923 and he spent the rest of his life in Canada. But, you know, he was able to go home to Guangdong province and to, you know, marry and have a child. But he left before that child was born. And my mother was bornand never met her own father until she was 28 years old, when she was finally allowed to come to Canada. And so that became very common. Or other men never were able to have a family, never able to have kids, so they, you know, they don't have descendants. And so for me, the exhibit's so important to tell the stories of those who don't have grandchildren or great-grandchildren to remember them. And so we have an obligation to remember those people who weren't able to have children. Right now, with New Year's and we think of family reunions, you know, how devastating is it to not have anyone remember you?
是啊，咁啊喺即系阿余教授咧，亦都有家人咧，就系即系佢个公公咧，就系即系啱啱1923年之前咧，就系即系翻个中国啦，咁亦都系咧就系有家庭啊咁样样啦。佢个妈妈咧就系 25年之后即是排华期间完全没有见过他的爸爸，直至到他妈妈是28岁了。咁啊，嚟到加拿大咧，先第一次见翻佢爸爸。哇！大家可以想象，即系嗰个历史嗰、那个空位啊，空间系冇咗嘅嗰段时间，完全唔知道系发生咩事吓。咁啊，呢个佢公公就即系好幸运可以有家庭，亦都有团聚咁样样。但系亦都想象嗰个期间，如果你系喺嗰个期间排华法嘅时候，可能亦都冇机会系出去翻去中国，亦都冇机会系同家庭团聚啊。嗰个感受系非常之惨嘅。咁我哋喺呢个农历新年啦，系好着重家庭团。咁亦都喺嗰时候咧，亦都系睇谂下当其时喺嗰个情况系非常之凄惨嘅。咁我知道嗰时期间咧，其实啲喺7月1日，其实好多华人咧都系会好嬲，唔会庆祝呢一个国庆噶。So in that year, I think during that time, they never celebrate like July 1st, right?
Yeah. In fact, the Chinese immediately began to think of it as a humiliation and a cruelty. You know, they called it this cruel act. So it really is shows you how cruel it was to choose July 1st, Canada Day, you know, the celebration to say no more Chinese. It was almost like saying Canada does not want you ever. And so, now we can celebrate Canada Day, but I think we should not forget, you know, just how cruel it was and how, you know, those devastating effects, you know, for some, it meant that they never were able to have families. And so, so I think it's important that we remember that damage and that we be very careful to not allow things like that to happen again.
嗯哼，咁咧就系嗰阵时咧，即系排华法咧，中国人叫佢做恶法啦，可能系吓，咁啊，即系啱啱就喺7月1日进行嘅，咁啊，大家好庆幸吓参加呢个加拿大日啊喺呢度庆祝嘅时候，当其时嘅华人咧就非常之嬲呢一个条例喺加拿大日嗰度咧进行嘅，国庆佢哋完全唔庆祝嘅，咁因为大家咧都系觉得有一个羞耻啊，呢个点解你喺嗰日系排除？中国人不可以入嚟咧，咁样咁喺啲当其时嘅时候咧，亦都有可能咧，好多系唔可以系即系翻中国啊，可以有个家庭啊等等。所以我哋咧就系要纪念呢一个日子嚟讲咧，就对华人嘅嘅情况啦。咁等我哋了解到嗰个历史咧，希望咧喺我哋呢一度咧就唔会再发生同类嘅情况出现啦。
Well, I'm glad. Thank you so much for letting me talk about this and to, you know, to remember our history and to celebrate how far we've come, but to not forget, you know, those that really, you know, had to live very terrible lives and split from their family and, you know.It's something that's important for us to all remember.
嗯哼，系啊，咁啊，余教授咧同我哋讲咗嗰段嘅历史啦，等我哋咧即系了解嗰段嘅情况，亦都等我哋咧唔好忘记嗰阵时系有咁嘅情形出现，亦都系咧喺我哋咧亦都谨记啊，唔可以希望咧呢啲事情咧唔可以继续再发生。咁我知道咧今年嚟讲咧系为咗纪念呢个1923年嘅排华法嘅100周年啦，佢哋亦都喺7月1日咧就系有一个大型嘅展览咧会进行嘅。咁啊，到其时咧，大家又好期待去睇一个呢个展览，将会喺呢个BC 省嘅华裔博物馆嗰度进行嘅。咁咧就会系51 East Panda 街嘅，系永新号大楼嗰度。咁喺呢一度咧，系非常之欢迎大家喺7月1日嘅时候咧，期待去呢个嘅展览。咁咧今日咧非常之多谢阿余教授同我哋嘅访问。Thank you so much, Professor.
No, thank you. So thank you, Selena. Thank you.
咁啊，祝大家一个愉快周末。拜拜。
拜拜。